Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting eighth. The catcher, Marv Foley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ted Cox. Batting 7th. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Cox moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Squires steals second. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper catches it and throws to second with Verizer covering, to double up Squires. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0-for-1 in the game. Hera is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garr moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paxton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Diaz and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Erik Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister scores. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Squires bunts towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Soderholm moves to second. One out. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Soderholm scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foley moves to second. Don Hood now pitching. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. Foley moves to third. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-2 in the game. Hara is hit by the pitch. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Erik Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pryor strikes out. Diaz drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Pryor out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cox bunts towards the mound. Kravick fields it and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to second. One out. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Bo Diaz. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Proley now pitching. Jim Norris pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Pruitt moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Toby Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Pruitt now catching. Dave Rosello now playing shortstop. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Hood covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thad Bosley pinch runs for Junior Moore. Victor Cruz now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bannister bunts towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bannister for the out. Bosley moves to second. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bosley moves to third. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Squires is walked intentionally. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Alexander strikes out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pruitt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Chappas pinch runs for Greg Pryor. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Chappas moves to second. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chappas scores. Washington moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Paul Dade now playing third base. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-4 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Washington scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bosley. The throw from Pruitt and he is safe. Bosley steals second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Chappas now playing shortstop. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive towards short. Chappas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Cage pinch hits for Dave Rosello. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.